Yes, now we are recording. Last time I forgot about mid-show. Now I remember it about right now. So yeah, if someone is listening to this show and would like to continue hosting it on ABG Radio Aura next semester, you can hit me up or just join Radio Aura if you were thinking. As you can see, we have great opportunity to host great shows that we like. I like games, movies, TV shows, something geeky, and I just like to talk about it. And we record it on Spotify. You can also find recordings of previous shows on Spotify. It's basically called Once Upon a Time in Geekland. So it's really easy to find. So yes, if you want to continue the show, and if you're wondering to join Radio Club, you can join. It's really fun. We do shows like this. We do morning shows. We party. So it's pretty chill show, I would say. Yeah, and we'll see how it will go. So what we talk about today? First part we discussed. We'll talk about sequels of the movies, games. Do we really need them? Sometimes we really need them, but we don't get them. Second part. Well, we'll have a small music break. After a small music break, we'll have a second part, which is my recommendations on movies, games, whatever I've been seeing and playing recently. And every show I have something to talk about, you know. And I'll give some recommendations, some anti-recommendations, what to check, what not to check. And after this, we'll have also a small music break. And after that, we'll have a nostalgia part. Usually, every episode, we have nostalgia about something cool, which is super old. We've been talking about Simpsons, Disney shows, Disney, like, universe, Marvel, like, a lot of stuff. And today, we'll talk about James Bond. I'm pretty sure mostly everyone knows who is James Bond, like Agent 007, 007. I think everyone calls him, like, 007, because 007 sounds strange. So we'll talk about universe of James Bond, how it kind of connected in some movies, and in some movies it's just absolutely different actors, different show, different movies basically, but with the same main character, I would say. So yes, that's three of our parts: main, recommendations, and nostalgia. And between this, we'll have some music breaks. And after I finish right now, we'll have also a small music break. And what's fun about music break? Every episode will have different music breaks, like different mood. Usually depends on me, but you can always write on Twitch chat or in Instagram and say, like, I would like you to play some music like this. So, yeah, I would be glad to put it on the list. Yeah. So today's kind of mood is summer party, because it's almost end of education. There are like 2.5 weeks left and we'll be done. We'll finally will do it. We'll finish with exams and summer results. Summer, hot party, pools, work and travel for someone. I'll go to Canada for a month and we'll stay here for another two. So yes, let's go on a music break. I'll come back in like basically 6 minutes and we'll start the main part of our show. Our love is alive.
Flame, burning within. Now and then, double D, big four breasts on my baby. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish, I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. She's at the stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough. I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the skies. You and I are lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
And we are back. Back on air, back online. Welcome to
Once Upon a Time in Geekland.
A very, very interesting show.
I really, really miss this thing, you know. So, sorry. Welcome back to Once Upon a Time in Geekland, a funny geeky show where we discuss everything starting from games, ending with NFTs and cryptos. Everything you can call yourself geeky, I think we'll discuss here. And welcome to the first part of the show. So what's the first part of the show? First part of the show is called To Be Continued? Question mark. Here we will discuss, do we really need sometimes sequels and why don't we get them sometimes? So I think every at least small fan of some franchise, that's basically some DC, Marvel, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. You were wondering, why do they sometimes do so bad movies? Like, First movie is awesome. Second is good. Third is worse. Fourth is horrible. Fifth is, I don't know, whatever. So it can get worse and worse and worse and worse sometimes. Sometimes movies are great. Like Lord of the Rings, I think trilogy is great. First movie is cool. Second is cool. Third is great. I don't know. Some people hate Hobbit movies, three Hobbit movies, but I really like. It was my favorite child book when I was a kid. It was my favorite book, and I think reread it 10 times at least. So I really enjoyed that they made movies with it, and actors were really great. So sometimes, unfortunately, when the first movie is great and the plot twist is finished, the studio may think, people really, really liked it. So, should we finish this story? No, we should continue it. Even though the scriptwriter or the author of the comics, I don't know, like, creator of the movie, whatever book, never really expected to do a second part. A great example is is it 3 years ago? Damn, yeah, it's like 3 years ago, in the fall, we all know there was, did I really forget the name of this TV show? Goddamn, I really forgot it. So it's a red green light. Goddamn, how could I have forgotten it? It was so popular. So basically, it's a Korean TV show about survival in a super crazy game, like a 456. Wait, I remember this number, but I don't remember the name of the show. Sometimes our brain works really strange. So yeah, there was this popular Korean TV show that no one really expected would be the best hit of Netflix forever. It got like 100. Wait, not like. So it had a record of viewers on Netflix. And since then, no other show could even be close to that. Like, not The Witcher, Paper House. Like, no other Netflix show could ever, like, do it again. And Netflix didn't expect it. And what they decided to do? They decided to do the second part. And I remember I was reading the interviews. The author said, when I was, like, selling rights to film this show, like, I never really expected to do a second part, as there was, like, the story was finished. It kind of has a plot twist, yeah, like, in the end. Maybe they, like, kind of added this plot twist in the end when they realized the show is really interesting. Maybe, like, pre-watch focus groups said it's really fun. Like, not fun, but really interesting. However, the author said, like, he needs to spend more time thinking about this, what to do next. And this year, I think this summer, we'll get the second part of this. I think it's called Something Game. God damn, how could I have forgotten it? It's so ungeeky of me. I know, I think my brain is just filled with all this stuff, you know, like next week starts, my first final starts, like I have homework till tomorrow that I didn't even start. I have some work to do, so yes, it's all, my brain is just doesn't want to work. But anyway, so I hope the show will be good, even though I think it will not be as cool as the first, because the first one was kind of unexpected hit. People didn't expect, people started doing TikTok trends. I remember that I learned about this TV show on TikTok. Saw that it was kind of some bloody survival TV show, and I was like, wow, cool. And I started watching it, and I finished it before it got super, super hit. I kind of jumped at the beginning of trend when people were just sharing, like, wow, look, it's so nice. And I watched it, and I think in a week or two, everyone was talking about it. And now I forgot the name of it. Stuff happens. But anyway, so I hope this will be good. Maybe it will prove my points next, but still, we'll see. Great example of super bad sequels. I think it goes to Star Wars. And it kind of has two sides of this, you know? The first movie was great. First, like, I'm talking about the old, like, part number four. I don't remember how is it properly called in English, but yeah, like, about the Luke Skywalker, all that stuff. As far as I remember, George Lucas expected to do future parts. At this point, like, if the person really has a full story, it may work sometimes. However, it's not always that good. Fifth and sixth movies, if we're talking about timeline-wise, they're good. They really were, like, becoming better and better and better, and that's a good example how this should work. Then in, I think, 11 or 12 years, the first movie came out. The Phantom Menace. Well, I remember this name. So yeah, The Phantom Menace came out, and people were kinda not really happy about it. The second movie got a bit better compared to the first one, and the third now is considered to be, like, super cool. Even though dialogues are strange, plot twists are kind of strange, but still it's now considered to be a good movie. But the first one, no, it's like, if you have to watch it, you have to watch it, like, to understand the whole, like, what's happening in future movies and TV shows. I did it. I watched everything Star Wars related. And it took me, like, almost 1 year to do this, like, with my slow watch rate. But yeah, still the first movie, the first kind of sequel to original series. It's called, like, in Star Wars, there are original trilogy, prequel trilogy, and then sequel trilogy. As the song says, we don't talk about Bruno, we don't talk about sequel trilogy. Because sequel trilogy is a good example of how studios try to earn money on fans, but they don't listen to fans. Because the 7th, 8th, 9th movie, they got a lot of money. They were, like, I think they're in top 30 of world record, like, amount of money they earned. It's like every movie got more than a billion. But every time fans were going to see this movie, they expected more. And when the 7th movie came out, people were kind of okay. Something strange is happening, but let's give it a shot. But 8th movie showed how everything's getting worse. And 9th movie is like an abomination. Because people, as I remember, at first there was one plot that was developed, and Disney decided to completely change it, and they brought back Palpatine. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler for you, but the movie's been out for more than 5 years, I think, so kind of not my problem. Sorry. All these three movies were kind of made by people who love Star Wars, but they didn't understand, like, what's really important and interesting. In the 7th movie, they introduced a great villain. They introduced, like, super great, like, dudes. Then in 8th movie, the great evil dies for some reason. It's not really explained. Who was he? What was it? Like, no really story. Later, it was all kind of, I think, was explained in comics and books. Yeah, there are official timeline comics and books, which I think really only 1 or 2% of people who like Star Wars, like, really read and watched. So people really didn't understand what's happening. And that's really bad. That's now they want to continue the stories, like, with future, like, sequel for a sequel, and I hope they will take notice what happened. And some people say that probably George Lucas may return to Star Wars, which will be awesome, because he really understands what's happening with the Star Wars universe. He created it, and as far as I know, future movies will be also done by Jeff Filoni, the guy who created, like, Star Wars, Clone Wars, and all these, like, TV shows, Rebels, Mandalorian TV show. So the guy really is a geek. He is a great heir to the George Lucas ideas. So his shows are good. Whenever someone does it who doesn't really know all history of Star Wars, it's not that good. And talking about games, it goes the same. I would say a great example is Far Cry series or Assassin's Creed. First games were great, you know, like for Far Cry series, like I would say peak of these games were like third part, which is so, it was so cool. I think 4th and 5th were kinda okay, but then 6th and 7th, yeah, they kinda got worse, even though in the last Far Cry they like introduced Giancarlo Esposito, which is like a bad guy from Breaking Bad, I think it starts with G, like Gustavo or something like this. I'm sorry, I don't know, my brain doesn't really work for today for some reason. So yes, it introduced the first game was fine. Second was, I think, even like considered worse than first Far Cry series. Third was big, and fourth, fifth, okay. And then like sequel after sequel, that's a problem for Ubisoft games. They're the authors of Assassin's Creed 2. And you can see the problem in their like sequel games. For some reason, they try to squeeze so much profits out of it without doing anything really different. For Assassin's Creed, they had great first three parts. There was like a big plot with Desmond and all that stuff. It's not like in three parts. It's basically the first, the second, like two games connected to the second part. I think it's Brotherhood and the Revelations. And Assassin's Creed 3. Then Assassin's Creed 4 is also considered a great game. And then it kind of got worse and worse and worse. Because mechanically, like, that you don't really change mechanics. It's kind of the same. You kind of just change the location of a game. You change the character, and now they kind of don't really do a connection with the present or future time. I don't really remember like what's it in the last game, because the last one I played was Origins. It was okay. They kind of finally changed some mechanics, but for the last games, it's first of all, it's baggy. There are so many bugs in Mirage. There were a lot of problems. And they were like, you have to pay $60, and now it would be $70 for such games. And it's really expensive for nothing that really happens. It doesn't really have any, like, you know, whole all like plot connected to one another, which is really, really sad. And it just shows that all these big studios, they want you to only earn money. They want to use something that got hit at some point of their time and to use it as much as possible. Some game studios really have a progression with every other part. I don't say every sequel is bad, but unfortunately a lot of sequels are getting worse and worse because people got hyped up by some new franchise. And in movies and TV shows, they just start squeezing as much as possible. Like, they try to earn as much as possible from all of that without doing anything special. Let's not jump, like, over. Let's finish with games, and I will continue with TV shows. So, for games, a good example of improvements in games is GTA series. Every next game is really groundbreaking. First two games were, like, kind of pixel from force, like for you look from above. Then we have 3D, then we improve 3D, great plots, like GTA San Andreas is great. Then we have GTA 4, cool mechanics, new city, Vito, I don't know, everything is cool. I really enjoy playing this game. Then we have GTA 5, like, it's the game that came out in 2013 on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, is still alive. It still gets updates on online version of a game. So it's really, really awesome how they support it. And it's getting really good. Like, yeah, there are problems with cheaters, whatever, but still, it's like, it still has good mechanics. GTX 6 is supposed to be even, like, better. It will weigh, like, 200 gigabytes, but it will be, like, using RDR2 mechanics, like, that you can get objects from the ground. Like, there will be a lot of small objects that you can communicate with. I don't know, like, can you say communicate? Let me just check that we have enough background music for... Okay, we were a bit out of... Let me just add a little of... Sorry. Yeah, okay. We are running out of time. I just set up like a few timers, like background music. So, yes. What was I talking about? So, yeah, GTA 6 will be even better. However, like, Far Cry got worse. Assassin's Creed got worse. Okay, Baldur's Gate got really better. Because I think Baldur's Gate 2 got... was released like many years ago. Baldur's Gate 3 was super hyped. It's like, it received a lot of rewards. I think it got even Game of the Year or like some really great rewards. Helldivers 2 is much better than Helldivers 1. But what bad we can say? Okay, I would even say that. Oh my god, Resident Evil. It got like every next game got better. But it doesn't really work that all the time. If you're passionate about your game, if you're passionate about your movie, TV show, and you want to earn money, I understand that everything goes around money, you cannot live without it, but if you try to squeeze money out of the franchise, like Ubisoft does it, yes, you will do it, but every next time you'll get less and less and less money. Same goes with Call of Duty. I think, yeah, people buy it, but it doesn't really change anything. Like, you have to buy, like, every next Call of Duty or FIFA. FIFA is, like, a perfect explanation what's the problem with all of it. Every next game has some small changes, but it supports donations. And as far as I remember, you cannot transfer your, like, players from, like, NBA, FIFA, NHL from previous game to the next one. You can donate, yes, you can participate in tournaments. You can spend money, but you cannot do anything else. Like, next game comes out in next year, and that's all. That's all. With TV shows, kind of the same. Like, I think good examples are Flash and all this CW DC TV shows. Like, first, I understand they're cheap. Okay, they didn't have a lot of budget. But I think, Flash and a few other TV shows got really hyped. And every next season, they had even less and less budget because you could, like, I remember I stopped watching at, like, season 4 or 5, and now there are, like, 9 seasons of Flash, and I've seen a few moments, like, the graphics is super bad. It's worse than even, I don't know, in Shark Tornado movies, which are, like, $10,000 movies that you can only buy through, like, DVD or, like, find on torrents, whatever. And some TV shows can get better. Breaking Bad, every next season is got better. BoJack Horseman, I think every next season was like even better. South Park, every next season is really tried to get better. Simpsons, questionable. Sometimes they get better, sometimes they get worse. Same with Family Guy, but that's more like a sitcom funny shows. You can just make a cool joke, people don't really care. There is not like connected plots. But in shows that are connected, like The Witcher, first season was kind of strange but interesting. Second got better, but they started to go out from the book. They started to make their own rules. People didn't really like it. And now we will finish at the end season 5, and last two seasons will be not with not Daniel Craig, I'm sorry, with Cavill. The guy who played... I'm sorry. The guy who played Superman. I forgot. I don't know what's with my mind today. I'm sorry. Yes. So, unfortunately, sometimes you want to have you want the next season. But that's what surprised me. Sometimes show can get super hyped, but they get cancelled for some reason by Netflix, HBO... I don't know. there are a few good TV shows I remember I wanted to continue watching, but I never really got any continuation. Like, at least I'm happy I was really hoping to see at some point of time One Punch Man Season 3, and I think it will be released this year, finally, after like 5 year waiting, 4 years away, like a long time of waiting. So, to sum up, it all related to money and even good shows. Didn't get some good rating, but don't really bring a lot of money to big studios, cannot get released. I remember I had a child dream that if I will get a lot of money, I would, like, if I like this, I would do my own studio. And if I like the movie, I would listen to fans. And if they want a continuation, I would give them it. So I would, like, read the Reddit, read the X, like, then it was Twitter, social media, see what people want. Like, listen to fans. Sometimes it can be good. Not always, as usual, but sometimes it can be good. And I can say, unfortunately, studios don't do this nowadays. Accounting. If accounting says that the production was like, I don't know, 150 and we got 160, nah, no second season. And that's what really bothered me too. At least try to do one more season, but finish the story. I hate open endings like this when the show gets cancelled and you just don't know what will happen in the future. You just don't know. But sometimes people do good shows and finish good. Like Breaking Bad, like I think Dr. House, some sitcoms, not all, like How I Met Your Mother, no. Like Big Bang Theory, yes. Friends, okay. So some yes, some no. Like Office, I think I'm finishing it watching, but I think it's like, it's okay. Games, same. If studio is greedy, you will get a new game, but it will look kind of the same. EA Studios, that's for you with FIFA. Like, I think it's called like Football Club now. Like EA FC 24, whatever. So yes, but Rockstar, I don't know, some indie studios that do continue their games, they do great job because they listen to fans and they want to earn money, but they want to earn, say, to keep and earn trust for their fans, and they want people to enjoy what they're doing. So yes, I think I'm done. I really hope that whatever I'm watching and whatever you're watching will get a continuation if you want it, and if the authors like planning it. And I hope the studios would stop doing some trash that people don't really watch, like some TV shows, really, I don't know who's watching this on Netflix. And we'll have more budget for good shows, and we will see more and more seasons of good shows. So now we'll go on a small 2-song break, that's basically like 6 minutes, and we'll come back with the second part, which is recommendations on movies and TV shows and games. Yes, so after this we'll have another small music break, and we will continue with our third part, which is nostalgia. We'll talk about James Bond movie series, basically, and like book series. So stay here. You have time to go make a sandwich, to go to the toilet. Don't forget to subscribe to our Twitch channel, AUBG Radio Aura, A-U-R-A. Damn, my bones crack so loud I can hear it in my earphones. Yes, and our Instagram, geekland.show, or just our Instagram, AUBG Radio Blagoevgrad. So we'll hear each other in, I think, like, yeah, 6 minutes. Stay here. I'll be here, don't worry, and hear each other soon. I've got sunshine. We are back live on
Once Upon a Time in Geekland.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, where we discuss, well, not really discuss, but I just give recommendations on some cool movies, games, and TV shows that I've checked recently, and I can say, like, what I don't really recommend. So, yes, let's probably go, like, white wait. That's your host, Sasha Relix. Nice to hear you. You can check our live on Twitch, ABG Radio Hour, and you can also subscribe to our Instagram, geekland.show. Pretty easy, pretty cool, and I would really appreciate it. So, what was interesting in the last, I think, 3 weeks since the previous episode? So, yeah. First, and probably the most you may heard about, the Fallout show. I've been really meaning to watch it, and I've seen only 2 episodes of it, but I can truly say I goddamn enjoy it. If you've ever played a Fallout game, you should definitely check it, because it got great music. It got, like, all that Fallout music. I think it follows the timeline. It really gives a cool, real, like, film, TV show perspective on a future. And if you had never heard about Fallout, so Fallout game series is basically a post-apocalyptic version of the future where, like, so shortly saying, at some point of time, like, America's evolution in technology stopped, like, kind of degraded. Well, they had some cool technologies, but they all kind of look, you know, made in 80s, 90s, like, all that green and black screen, like, DOS, MS-DOS, whatever. And in 2077, what's funny is that it's, like, same as Cyberpunk 2077, kind of two different versions of the future. The nuclear war started, and, well, the plot is based on Vault Tech. That's a company that created, like, many vaults around the USA. People hide there. And every game is basically about different world where people go out in the world and try to achieve probably something special. Like, in some game you have to return your son or your father. At some point, somewhere you need to find the truth. Somewhere you need to find, like, some special detail for your world so nobody dies. But there's a cool RPG survival game where you can, like, upgrade your charisma. You know, like, all these jokes about, like, charisma 10, intellect 5, like, plus 5. That all comes from this game where your, like, characteristics may really affect how you speak, what you do, your stamina, your endurance. Yes, and that's a really good game series. Even though a lot of people hate Fallout 76, I really enjoyed it. That's the first, I hope not the last, online Fallout game where you can play with your friends. And now they have a TV show. And TV show is based on another world. As there are, like, hundreds of worlds, you can basically make hundreds of versions of game and TV series, so no problem with that. And it tells a story about a girl who also tries to find her father, but adapts a lot of, like, really interesting stuff to it. I will not spoil, I don't know all the spoilers. I'm only on episode 2 out of 8 or 6, so, but I definitely recommend it. It filmed really good. The director of first 3 episodes is brother of Christopher Nolan, the guy who created Oppenheimer, Interstellar, Inception, and other great movies like Batman Trequel. Yes, trilogy, sorry, trilogy, not trequel. That's really great show, and I recommend you to watch it, even if you don't know anything about Fallout. It's a good survival slash funny show, like, about post-apocalyptic world. It's funny, it has really good music, it filmed well, and I truly believe everyone can enjoy it. And I've seen a lot of TikToks and, like, videos where boyfriend, like, girlfriends who've never really played games start watching it with their boyfriends, and they start playing this game together, and, like, their girlfriends, like, start just enjoying games at all. So, if you have your girlfriend, you and I have to watch it together. Yes. That was the first recommendation. The second would be probably anti-recommendation. I think 2 weeks ago, I've finally decided to watch Killers of the Flower Moon. That's a Martin Scorsese movie. And I think probably that's an anti-recommendation because it's not really a movie for me. Well, Martin Scorsese is a cool guy. He did some good movies. He has like an Irishman. He has a lot of good movies. I don't really know a lot of them. But people consider him a really great director. And the movie has a lot of famous actors too. Like the main role is played by Leonardo DiCaprio. But the problem is that this movie is 3.5 hours long. And it's kind of gets heavy to watch, kind of hard to watch. Because, first of all, because it's long. Second of all, because kind of the plot is a bit boring, I would say. So the plot is based on real life case when some Indian tribe found oil on their land, and because due to the laws on their land, they became the owners of this oil, and they became like the richest people in the world, like per capita. And then like accidentally, one after another, like Indian people started dying, and FBI starts like trying to solve these murders. But this takes 3.5 hours long. It's sometimes a bit confusing. Sometimes shots are too long, you know. It doesn't really add up. So, if you like Martin Scorsese, and you're okay with 3.5 hour long movies, go with it. Because, like, Titanic, yes, 3.5 hours long, but it's easier to watch. Lord of the Rings is 4 hours long, but it's kind of, like, easier to watch. And here it's, I don't know, I think I had to stop like twice, so it took me like 3 times to finish watching because it was like so long. Yes, and I don't really recommend it. Nope. As for games, last time, and I would probably repeat because every time some new people may join up. I truly recommend Helldivers 2 if you haven't played it, because it's a great action game for you and your friends and your girlfriend and your boyfriend. It's kind of like Space Marines game where you as like four people, maximum four people, have to fly from planet to planet and destroy like everyone who kind of is against like Super Earth, like Earth of the future. And this is a really good game because it kind of at some point of funny because it's a joke on democracy and like I don't know, propaganda. It's super action, like it's done really well. These are many ways to destroy enemies, like you can throw like special calls for a shot from the air, or like an airstrike, laser strike, whatever. You have many weapons and it's really fun. You can really like just kill thousands of bugs and just enjoy it. Yes. For the next game, this is a recommendation if you really like kind of slow but truly challenging games. The game is called The Work of Sisyphus. Like, if you're from Europe, you probably heard of like an ancient Greek or Roman mythology about Sisyphus, a guy who is pushing a stone up the mountain, and every time it falls, it's like kind of... there is a phrase called Sisyphus work, at least it's like in Ukrainian. Sisyphus truth, yeah, if you understand what I mean. Where you kind of like, he was moving the stone up on the mountain, and every time he was like at the top, it would fall down, and he had to repeat and repeat and repeat. So it's like endless works without meaning. And the game is kind of the same. You have a stone, you have to push it up the top of the mountain. And you have like many small little like levels that are connected in one long line, and you have to push it until the end. And if the stone falls, it may slide back until the beginning. It may be saved by some stuff, but usually it would just fall down, and you have to repeat it from the beginning until you finish. And it's an easy game to break your keyboard, to break your monitor, to scream all over. I streamed it with my friends like at 8 in the evening and at 9 in the evening. My neighbors would like ask me to be quiet because it would get so emotional. Yeah. So if you really like hard challenges, that's a game for you. This game would take you like 6-7 hours to finish at least. Maybe less if you're like super cool with all these challenges. But like I'm on hour 3 and I'm not even like half yet done. Yes. What else can I recommend for movies? For movies, I would recommend Poor Things. I started watching it yesterday and I watched 1/3 of it and I really like it. It's an interesting, you know, like kind of, how is it called? Like house style? Not. So it's like, it's not like every other movie. It's mostly done in black and white. There are famous actors like William Defoe and wait, why did I forget her name? Emma Stone. Yes, at least I remember it. I remember Squid Game. Oh my god! I remember the show we were talking in the first part. It was Squid Game. Yes. Oh my god! Finally, it feels so good to remember it. So yes, William Defoe, Emma Stone. And a few other great actors, and that's about the woman whose brain was replaced by a baby brain, and we kind of see just how she evolves, you know, like her. Sorry, I'll add another music just in case. Yes, and we just see how she kind of evolves with it, like new thing and how she behaves with the around world, with the people around her, how she finds out. So it's I need to say now it's like 18 plus games. There is blood at some point of time, there is nudity at some point of time, but it's interesting to watch, kind of, because there is a famous Soviet movie called Dog Heart, I think, when dog and a guy and a dog, like a surgeon from Soviet Union, kind of changes hearts of dog and heart, and they start to one. The dog starts to evolutionize in a, like, its evolution starts and turns in a human, and a human turns into a dog, kinda. So yes, I think it's based on a book. My host father from the US really liked this, and I didn't really expect it. So. Yes, it's a really great show, like, great movie, Poor Things. It's kind of close to the plot of Dog's Heart. And just, you know, when you're tired of all this melodramatic stuff, with all this comedy, superheroic stuff, it's something interesting to kind of change the mood, like, to refresh. It's the same as with Ginger. If you didn't know, when you eat sushi, you have to eat ginger after each set of sushi, because it kind of refreshes your tongue tastes, so you don't mix the taste in your mouth, basically. So yes, kind of the same with it. It kind of refreshes your taste. You kind of, you may not like it. That's okay. I don't force anyone, but it may be something interesting, you know. Probably. The last recommendation, as for today, would be Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's another sitcom. If you've been here with me for a long time, you know I recommend a lot of sitcoms, because I usually watch it with my girlfriend. And that's not really what we watch right now together. We sometimes watch it, because she started watching it. And I sometimes just join when we do just some online stuff, because we're on long distance. And I've seen a few episodes, like not like in a few, I've seen like 10, 20 episodes, and I can say it's really fun sitcom. I didn't really expect it to be that fun, and I like that every sitcom is kind of, like I said, I watched kind of like Friends, How About Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, Office, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like five, I think, most popular sitcoms, almost, like I said, like for Seinfeld, whatever. They're different. I know that at some point sitcoms lost popularity because they Handover is the same, but these five are different. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine is really fun. It's a bit modernistic. And I didn't know that Terry Crews, a famous like guy from Axe advertisement, plays there, like one of the main roles. And it's super fun. It's basically about New York Police Precinct 99. And they're just precinct life. I don't know how the plot there moves. I've like, you know, whenever I join in my girlfriend, she just like jumps from season to season, like for all of the beginning and end of the season. So it's like hard to follow. But I would recommend to watch it because it's a chill show. You don't really have to put a lot of brain work into this to understand it. It's fun. It's chilling. It's something to watch after a long time. So yes, I definitely recommend it. Maybe I can add something that I don't recommend because I don't know. We are like good on time. So now let's go on a small music break with just one song. We'll refresh before the next part. And we'll continue with our third part, which is nostalgia. And we'll talk about James Bond movie series. We'll talk how it started, how it go now, some interesting facts, and I hope you will enjoy it. So hear you guys soon. Yeah, let's finish the song, and I think ends like in 6-4 seconds, and I will come back pretty soon. Thank you. Well, that was super quick. Like 3 minutes and we are back live. Welcome back to
Once Upon a Time in England.
A funny show where we talk about games, movies, TV series, and everything geeky. So this is our last part of the last episode of the season. I hope there will be another season, probably next fall, maybe not, maybe next spring, we'll see. We'll find out. So yes, welcome back, and our third part is nostalgia part about James Bond movie series. It's also called Bondiana. So I don't know. I hope everyone who is listening to this show does know about it. That's basically Ian Fleming, a famous writer and a participant of World War II, wrote, I think, wait, let me tell you, 12 novels and 2 short story collections about basically a spy called James Bond, which is, the name is based on just some ornithologist, I don't know, for some reason. I've just read it on Wikipedia. So, Ian Fleming created this spy character. And I think this series really popularized and how is it called? Romanticized spies. People who hide themselves like in other countries, do secret missions, save the world, whatever. And the Bondiana now I think has 25 or 26 movies. I'm not sure, like 25, 26 approximately. And the last movie was released 2 or 3 years ago. And there were a total of 6 famous actors. And it's like, it's one of the biggest like franchise hits in the whole history of universe. So other competitors are like Marvel, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, DC is not even close. So yeah. Okay, Harry Potter too. So basically, these movies, 25 movies, earned $20 billion. You can even say like almost every movie gets $1 billion, but I don't know how they really counted this. Probably like newer movies get more, but still, like old movies got also a lot of money. But considering inflation, it accounts to $20 billion. Economic major here. So yes. Some interesting stories. First of all, Ian Fleming died in 1964, and after this, there were continuations of these novels. People really liked it, and they were authorized to write future like novels, kind of like fanfics, but still, it's kind of, I think it's called like canon. Oh, we can call it canon, but I cannot say how we say it. Sorry. Yes, that is, as I said, 6 people total were James Bonds. The first one was Sean Connery, which is a really great actor. Unfortunately, I think he passed away or not, but he stopped like doing films after like League of Gentlemen's comic series, like, adaptation. But he was a great James Bond for the first movies. Then there was also Daniel Craig, Timothy Dalton, Bob Holness, and Pierce Brosnan. Yes, I remember I started watching basically when there was like Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig movies first I watched, but I've seen almost everyone. My parents truly enjoyed them. And the first movie came out in there is also an animated series, James Bond Jr., called 1991-1992, in television series. Seriously, I don't know. Oh, there were like 3 episodes. Yes, so the first movie came out basically like in 1970s, and since then it was like 1962 with Dr. No, and it really popularized kind of all the spy movies, Now we have like a lot of variations of this. We have like cartoon series, really popular. I don't remember how it's called, but it's kind of like a joke on James Bond. So yes. Also, so can you imagine? It's been 62 years for this movie. So almost like every 10 years they change a guy, basically. And now they will have to change it again. Because the last movie with Daniel Craig was the last for him. They kind of finished his plot life there. And he got super popular with that movie. And I think every James Bond guy who played James Bond really improved his character, a real life career. Pierce Brosnan was like called the sexiest man like at some point. Daniel Craig too. And there are a lot of like it's really interesting that it happens like this. That a lot of people really enjoy it, and truly I think almost every movie is a good one. I haven't seen like a lot of them for a long time, but as a kid I remember it was super fun to watch such action movies. And those old movies of like 80s, 90s, they're interesting to watch because it's, you know, like they feel like an American style where like they use props like small pistons that do smokes. They do some crazy technologies like lasers, like a watch that can shoot lasers, a watch with antenna, whatever. And James Bond series is cool because it kind of introduced a lot of interesting technologies, like sci-fi technologies. As I said, like watch with lasers, I don't know, like a boot with a phone, whatever. So like a lot of technologies that don't really exist, or there is no point of them to exist, but they exist. There was an invisible car with Pierce Brosnan movie. And with the last movies too, there are like a lot of cool technologies. And what's also interesting, great fact, I think every James Bond was driving their movies Aston Martin. So Aston Martin is British kind of like deluxe company. And they were sponsoring it. And Daniel Craig, who played the last James Bond, he got the a lifetime access to Aston Martin cars. So whenever he comes to any dealership, he can get a car he wants. And that's all because he popularized really among people this car brand too. So yes, if you check, I think every at least last 10, 15 movies for sure were Aston Martin. Before this, probably two, but I cannot be like 100% sure because I haven't seen them for a long, long time. So that's a great series. I truly recommend to watch it. I recommend to watch the first movies for sure, like with Sean Connery. Middle ones, I don't really remember them because the characters were like didn't really get so popularized. Pierce Brosnan was great. I liked his movies. And the last Daniel Craig movies were all great. And they're all connected, which is also good because in previous movies, it was kind of like a sitcom because it didn't really had connections with previous movies. Well, actors were, but then yeah, they changed at some point of time and there is no explanation for this. And what's funny with Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig, because they were one after another, the actors changed, but kinda a man, not Moneypenny, but like M, who was ahead of MI5, MI6, something of that, I don't remember what's the difference between them. The woman that played them, they played ahead of like M, ahead of MI6, MI5, she was the same. So it kind of was the same universe, you could say. But I cannot really say. Theoretically, you can say it's all connected, and just at every, like at some point of time, agent 007 goes for retirement and they hire a new agent that gets a number 007. I think they will do this with the next movie. Basically, yes. I think they did it in the last movie. Then the Daniel Craig character got a pension, like retirement, and another character got like 007, but he like received it back for the last time. So it's a great series. It's super cool. It's super action, and it's really interesting, and it's really nice. It's really nice. They did a like kind of complete plot for Daniel Craig movies that you can really that they did a full plot, and you can because the movies were, you know, once in 5-6 years, I didn't really notice it. And then I've seen it somewhere online that they like there is a full plot, and I was like, wow, yeah, that's true. So the bad guys for James Bond kind of connected to his life, to his past. So I definitely recommend the last Daniel Craig movies. You don't have to watch previous, because as I said, they are not connected truly, but they're also good and fun. Not like fun, good in action and interesting, you know, like if you watch it, you kinda get wiser, I would say, in such sphere, if you can say so. So I don't know what else to say, but I think that's one of the oldest, like the biggest nostalgia we had, because like except for Disney, every else, like Simpsons are 30 years, Family Guys are like 20 years, South Park is 20 something years, Marvel is less, Star Wars, okay, it's hard to compute it because there were jumps in like times of when it was done. What else we did nostalgia for? Well, like we did nostalgia for many stuff, so I don't really remember, but I think that's the oldest, one of the oldest ones, because 62 years, and they constantly have movie like once in a few years, and I think they are looking for a new character right now. I think it is planning to be the guy who will play Kraven in next Sony movie. The guy from a Bullet Train, from a meme, like with the mustache. He's the guy who played Quicksilver in Marvel movies, not in X-Men movies, but in Marvel movies. And he played the Kick-Ass too, like a main character. I don't know, something bad with my memory today. So yes, thanks guys for watching this show. It was a pleasure for me to host it. Even though it wasn't so many episodes as I expected to be, but I enjoyed every one of them, and I hope you enjoyed them too. Go follow ABG Radio Blagoevgrad, that's our radio club Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram, geekland.show. There will be some stories in the future for sure. Maybe there will be a new season next fall. We'll see. Maybe someone will join the show, the radio. I would like to do it. If you, listener or watcher, would like to do this, sure, hit me up, Instagram geekland.show, or in on Twitch ABG Radio Hour, text me and we can discuss it. It's a pleasure for me to do this, and oh, the song is kind of sad on the background. Thanks everyone, I truly enjoyed it. It was a great experience, that was something I could remember after I graduate next year, and I could put it in my CV, like I've been hosting my radio show, kind of like a project management, you know. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have some recommendations or advices, or you want to say something, as I said, Instagram, Twitch, you can also check us on Spotify, our previous episodes. So that was
Once Upon a Time in Geekland.
Goodbye guys. See you soon. To be continued.
Bye bye everyone.